Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, interesting story about the GOP, Republican Party in New York, is upset with Governor Cuomo for not giving up his emergency powers as a result of the pandemic. And, of course, he did lift the restrictions yesterday as a result of the 70% vaccination rate in New York.
Yeah, so as soon as the governor was done with this announcement yesterday that he did down in Manhattan, Republicans in upstate New York and really in our region, especially, we talked to a number of assembly members and Senate members, too, who really hit the governor, said, listen, this announcement was a little bit premature in terms of saying, great, you're saying you're going to lift a bunch of the restrictions. But they said it didn't go nearly far enough. They expected him to walk back and let go of these emergency powers and the state of emergency that New York State has been in over this past year plus. And they were pretty critical, saying the announcement about the fireworks displays, too, last night was sort of just too much fanfare and sort of distracting from the real issues. One of the assembly members, Mary Beth Walsh from Saratoga County, was very critical and harsh on social media especially, and even sent out a sarcastic tweet. She later deleted it, but she said, geez, fantastic to have these fireworks. That'll muffle the gunfire in Albany a little bit. And again, it was a sarcastic tweet, and it was a reference to the spike in homicides in Albany over the last couple of years. But I think underneath it, this was represented some of the sentiment among lawmakers. Another one of our local guys, Senator Peter Oberacker, he just said the whole announcement was a thinly veiled campaign rally. And he said, it's time for Cuomo now to just let go of these emergency powers that he has.
From political hardball to more political hardball. How about this story in the paper today, Miles? State Conservative Party is telling a Rotterdam candidate to stop using its logo. How come?
Yeah, so the state party has sent a cease and desist letter to a whole slate of Rotterdam Republican candidates, and some of them are conservatives, saying that these candidates never got the endorsement of the state party. They're not allowed to use the logo. So in the slate's campaign mailers, one of their most recent ones, they've got a number of platform issues, and one of the parts of these mailers is the state logo. And often the conservative party works hand in hand with many of these local Republican parties and candidates, but they say in this case, they didn't get the endorsement, and they said it's a misappropriation of the logo, clear attempt to, quote unquote, hoodwink the conservative voters into believing that they've been endorsed by the party. For the town's part and for the representative of these candidates, the Rotterdam Republican chair, John Mertz, said that it isn't a mistake because these candidates are conservatives and they have conservative values, and he said that he feels it's legitimate. But the state has said, if you don't remove these logos from the mailers, we're willing to sue if we need to.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.